This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we are picking apart that Niners game from Saturday. They lose 13-3 to the Seahawks. Now they go to Philadelphia as a 6 seed. I was just told by Carter, I said, it looks like they're going to have to beat Philly, at Rams, at Seattle. It would probably go at Philly, at Seattle, at Rams. But the opponents...
If all the highest seeds
are
play
the opponents.
Out,
yeah. Correct. That game, it felt to me as I was watching it, like it was the game that I think a lot of 49er fans like feared could come, where some of the weaknesses or all of the weaknesses were exposed kind of all in one game. And I don't know how you look at it. Yes, that happened and they were still right there. Or yes, that happened and it really should have been worse. So the question is this kind of performance, an anomaly, or could they be headed toward trouble brewing in Philly, who's got a great defense?
Well, I do think part of it was the fact that you hadn't played a team like that since, week 10. They hadn't played a team like that since Brock Purdy came back and started quarterbacking. You played Arizona, Carolina, Cleveland, Tennessee, a Rivers-led Colts team, and Chicago, who can score, but whose defense is not as good. So, the Niners haven't seen... I know Cleveland has a better defense, but that's not a team that you're necessarily worried about. I would say that they haven't played an elite defense since week 8. So I think part of that was also just the speed of the game. You can watch as much tape as you want, but until you're out there, and it looked very clear early on that they, at least offensively, they looked pretty overwhelmed. And it took them a long time to get their footing, but the defense kept them within striking distance. Again, they had a chance to score. I think they would have if they hadn't turned it over. And that was the other part about it, too. It's, can you find your footing without putting the ball in harm's way? I think they did a pretty good job of that. But to answer your question about, do you look at it as it should have been worse? I think if you're a Seahawks fan, you probably do look at the game and you say, we should have beat them like 27-3. We should have absolutely pulverized that team. If you're the Niners, you're looking at it and saying, if we can beat Philly, tell me we get a second crack at that team. Well, now we know exactly what that team is and who they are. So Maybe you like your chances in a second matchup. I think they're going to get more than 170 yards.
If they play Seattle again, I'll bet you they get more than three.
Well, probably, but the points are the points, but you got outgained by 200 yards. Exactly. Two football fields worth of yards is the separation between you and Seattle. And that is where if I'm living in the Pacific Northwest tuning in today, I'm being like, what are these guys talking about? It wasn't that close.
No, I didn't think so either. I mean, it was close in terms of there was, two quarters of that game. If a play would have happened one way or the other, it could have swung the momentum. But that play never, ever came. It just, they couldn't make any plays.
Well, and that's why the yardage to me tells the story the same way it did all the way back in week one. I know that was September 7th, and I don't even remember where I was at that day. Actually, I was with Lorenzo Neal. But that game, the Niners totaled 385 yards, and the defense allowed 230. Now, it was a close game. It took Nick Bosa getting that final strip sack, obviously the 50-50 ball to Tonjes, to take the lead. But they were the aggressors in that game. They dictated the terms to me the first time they played the Seahawks. And that, to me, is where the role reversal came into play. The Seahawks pretty much dictated, I thought, the majority of that football game, and it's why they possessed the ball for damn near 40 minutes.
Do we know about the status of Trent Williams?
Well,
and
we should
Ricky
be hearing
Pearsall?
From Kyle Shanahan in a couple of minutes because he's speaking to the media.
Okay.
So that's going to be his conference call. We'll try to get that sound turned around as fast as we can. But reports about the Niners, their injuries should be leaking out pretty soon.
If Trent Williams can't play,
yeah, boy,
that'll. What do you think of his sunglasses?
Pleasance.
You like his sunglasses, Trent Williams?
Trent's a pretty swaggy dude. Hmm. Yeah,
he looked good on the sideline.
So his locker in the locker room is kind of all by itself, and partially that's
interesting.
Partially because he's a massive, massive man. He can't really be shoulder to shoulder with people, but. His locker's kind of off by itself. Dude, he's got style. Like, there's always some...
He's got money.
No, but okay, but hey...
Actually, you know
not
what?
Not everybody with money has
true.
Style.
I just checked myself. Not that I have money, but money wouldn't get me style.
You're right. I mean, you see some of the big wigs.
But also, and I want to take it full circle, I guarantee if Trent Williams didn't have money, he'd still have style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Guru doesn't have money, but he has style. Sorry, that was...
Let's go to my own general, Evan. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. What's up, Trevor? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing? Happy New Year's.
Yep.
Man, I just want to say a couple of things here because this all boils down. You guys are talking about the run. We didn't get much going there. The game was within grasp, I think, for a little while. The defense isn't awesome. We got a ton of injuries on the defensive side. We know our defense is not going to be top-notch compared to these other teams. But the fact that the game was 13-3, that they held them, and we could say, yeah, maybe Seattle should have won by a higher margin. They didn't. That game was within grasp for the first half of the game. Until the momentum shifted when Christian McCaffrey missed that ball, and it got intercepted. You could feel it. You could watch it in the game. You could see it. You could feel after that the air was like, taken out of the stadium. But the bottom line to all of this is the same thing that I've been saying when I call in here, I've been calling in for the last year, is the offensive line. The offensive line is garbage, guys. How much time did Purdy get to actually look down the field and even check down? I mean, I don't think he had more than 2 seconds to throw the ball 95% of that game. So it all is the offensive line. Without Williams next week, we got really no chance. And you could see it in this game. If we had Williams on that line and he was fully healthy, then maybe Christian McCaffrey does get his yards. Maybe then the defense is not on the field a lot more than usual. Like look how much the defense on the Niners side of the ball was on the field. Like the Niners defense was on the field a lot. So by the third quarter, they were run down. Doesn't matter how good or bad their defense is. They were already run down by then because the offense couldn't stay on the field long enough to give them a breather. And that's because Their offensive line is garbage. It's hot garbage. And for whatever reason, the Niners continue to ignore that issue every single offseason or make any trades during the regular season to upgrade their offensive line to protect their golden boy quarterback. I don't get it, guys. I mean, please explain that to me. Explain to me why they don't do something as important as protecting your quarterback and giving him time to throw the football. When you look at the Bears game, he had time to throw the ball, and guess what? He went off. He did excellent. No quarterback. Give me the best quarterback in the league. You give him that offensive line, he's going to struggle. It's just what's going to happen, and that's what happened.
Appreciate it, Trevor. I mean, I guess, you know, I never know how to answer when people say, how come the 49ers don't draft offensive linemen? Or why do the 49ers have so many players injured? I don't know. The philosophy clearly is they don't. I mean, the way I heard John Lynch explain it once was that, you know, if an offensive lineman they project as a second round pick, they're not going to take him in the first round just because they need an offensive lineman. But there's no doubt they've got a track record of not drafting a lot of offensive linemen, and they've got a lot of people hurt over the years. And I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I don't know what I'm sure Kyle Shanahan and Lynch, how come you guys don't draft offensive linemen?
Well,
we never saw value in an offensive lineman at the spots we were drafting. You know what I mean? What he's going to say.
I do think that there is somewhat of a pattern of Kyle believing that he can kind of cobble together a good enough offensive line. And unfortunately, it's reared its ugly head in the worst kind of games. But, you know, it is tough, I think, for fans to look across the other side and see Gray Zabel, who's a rookie guard for Seattle, absolutely plowing through linebackers and members of the secondary. Like, it's just tough. You know, he's a rookie. He was the 18th overall pick, and he's been pretty damn good for them this season. He's played in every game, and he's been healthy. That is where you start to think about, all right, well, you know, Seattle a couple years ago, by the way, the Niners, torched them in that divisional round game on their road to the Super Bowl in 2023. They ran them out of the building. That was a Seahawks team. I think it might have been the last year, Pete Carroll. But they were pretty weak on the interior, right? They didn't have a good defensive line, didn't have a good offensive line. What did they do? They invested. They spent top three round picks on offensive linemen and defensive linemen, and some of those guys have hit. Byron Murphy was the first round pick last year. He's got 7.5 sacks. You know, they have found dudes that have contributed to now a team that looks like a pretty formidable trench, not just on defense, but also on offense. So I just think it's hard when you're watching a team that is a Jenga tower and the bottom block, it's one, and it's really big, but it's Trent Williams. And you saw what happens against a good team when you remove that piece.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Listen, I get today sucks, for sure. But I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Well, you're not eliminated.
No, that's the thing. I'll tell you what's going to happen. As we get toward Philadelphia Thursday and Friday, we'll start talking about how the 49ers can win the game. And they might be able to win the game. Look, there's no denying. Like, if you were to ask Steiny, since the 49ers won that game Saturday, they won it.
Oh, yeah.
Steiny, can the 49ers win the Super Bowl? Maybe. Well, they lost. Can they win the Super Bowl? Probably not. Like, that's where I think things went from a maybe to probably not. But that doesn't... they can go into Philadelphia and win the game.
I think they can, too. And we're obviously going to get to that throughout this week. Let me ask you this. Do you think that if the Niners had lost the game on Saturday in Seattle, you would be feeling different? They were underdogs, but they were also at home.
Ah, that's a great question. And my initial one was no, it wouldn't have made any difference. But it might have because, like, I know the Niners were underdogs, but, you know, it was kind of a coin flip.
But it's like...
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, I mean, just before the game, you know, you are set up, right? You got it at home. It's for the one seed. Obviously, the injury luck isn't on your side throughout the season. But because you lost the game, you're not going to get to play at home for the remainder of the postseason until, you know, if you make the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. You know, the one thing, and you brought this up earlier, and if you're skeptical, you'll probably be out there rolling your eyes. But the one thing I completely agree with you on, and it's one of the reasons veterans talk more than the younger players after the game. Like, they're not done. Like, they're not devastated. They're not demoralized. I mean, that's the beauty of having Purdy and Kittle and McCaffrey and Trent and the veterans that they have is because they'll treat it like a loss, like a regular loss. But they're playing next week. They got to put it behind them. They got to win in Philly. And then if they win in Philly, they'll take their chances the next week. But no, they're not done. They just got to figure some stuff out. This is George Kittle on the game.
Disappointed. I mean, yeah. NFL, you know, you can have a bad game, any game. Unfortunately, we decided to have a bad game today. You know, not efficient. Were we 2 of 9 on third down? Tough. Didn't really get our run game going. We started the game off with, what, 2-3 and outs? If they have a good defense, I mean, and their run game was super effective tonight, kind of hard to, you know, expect to really, you know, win the game if we're not going to score more than a field goal. Shout out to Eddie, though. Thank you for making it.
Shout out to Eddie. Eddie P.
Let's go to Roy. Roy's in San Leandro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Drew, hey, Roy, what's going on, man?
Hey, Sonny, how you doing? How's it going?
We're going on. We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, look, I just wanted to chime in real quick. You know, going forward, you know, I get a 49ers and Shanahan and Lynch all the credit in the world for the way that they brought along those young defensive players. But let's be honest, though, Sonny. The 49ers need not only a defensive end, but like I've been telling you and Guru for years, that they need another running back. And see, the reason I'm saying that, McCaffrey's still good. Everybody, the whole league know that. But they needed somebody to help take the load and then catch the ball, too. And so what I'm saying is that I give them all the credit in the world, but I really don't think that they're going to beat the Eagles. And the last point I wanted to make is that, you know, the 49ers are really not going to get to the Super Bowl till they finally get a good defensive end to go along with Bosa. I mean, for the pass rush, either a defensive end or somebody in the middle that could possibly get to the pass rusher. I just wanted to say that. It's always great, man. Thanks a lot.
No, thank you, Roy. Appreciate it as always. He just didn't have a pass rush all year.
No, in fact, Carter sent me a stat. So the Niners, I mentioned they had 10% of their sacks on Saturday.
Okay.
They had two. So that means
they finished with 20.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of a lot. Who do you think are the sack leaders for the San Francisco 49ers? Let's just say the top five.
Oh, my God. Huff.
Yep. He is tied for first with four.
Okwuanu.
He is technically third with three.
Not Bethune. The guy who got Williams?
He's just behind.
Williams?
And he had his first sack over the weekend.
Williams?
Mykel had one. By the way, he's
among the leaders then.
I've seen him come in and out of the, you know, like a lot of the injured players are up there in the booth with the coordinators and some of the assistant coaches up high, and so he always is walking around. Well, it's on crutches, so he's limping around to get to the elevator to go down after the game. That is one massive man. One also massive sack. The leader, tied with Bryce Huff, is Cleveland Farrell with four.
Oh, didn't he have two or three in a game?
Yes. I don't think he's also been on the team the entire year. And then who's fourth?
Bosa.
Nick Bosa. He hasn't played since week four. Fifth is Keon White with 1.5, and he was obviously traded for at the deadline. They have not got pressure on a quarterback at all this season. That's now, actually, interestingly enough, and this is for later in the week, but I just had a thought. It's not really going to determine whether or not they beat the Eagles if they can sack Jalen Hurts, I don't think. I don't think that's the way that you want to beat Hurts. You want to keep him contained. You want to cage him. But, yeah, against a guy like Sam Darnold, and I guess they did get to the quarterback, it's like you have to get the guy on the ground.
This is Brock Purdy on Seattle's defense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're good defense, good front, you know, did a good job with making us, you know, go through reads and checking the ball down. And, you know, for me, it's like, I just wish I could have been a little bit more efficient. And, you know, they're going to make you work for the yards and make you have to convert on third down. And I just feel like third downs were definitely an area that I have to be better. Our offense as a whole, like, I feel like that's the part where if you got to win these kind of games, you got to be good on third down. So, you know, they did a good job.
That was Brock Purdy talking about the offense and their struggles.
I mean, he wasn't bad.
I didn't think he was bad.
So he said he wasn't efficient, and I hear that. But he completed 70% of his passes. He's 19 for 27. That's, I know he had the pick, which makes the overall rating look a lot worse than it actually was. But
like, how many yards did he throw?
130.
For?
It was not a lot. Sacked three times. Obviously ran for a few. He had 21 yards on two rushers. I know he didn't do a lot. and you're asking your quarterback to be that guy against that defense. And that's really how you were going to win the game. I mean, I think everyone going into the game felt like Brock Purdy had to play outplay Sam Darnold. And I don't think that he was worse than Darnold, but he certainly wasn't better than him. But his task was far more difficult than Darnold's was. Darnold had to literally not fumble the game away. And he almost did. But Yetur Gross-Matos, as we talked about, let him off the hook. Brock Purdy, meanwhile, had to go win that football game. And one quarterback accomplished their goal, the easier goal.
I also think, and I don't, maybe it's an indictment on Sam Darnold, but I think the way Seattle's been playing coming into that game, knowing that their defense was playing at a really high level, and knowing that the 49ers' defense was decimated, I just feel like they came in and said, we have better personnel than them right now. We should be able to run the football. We should be able to give them trouble. There's no need to take any crazy chances. There's no need to gimmick up the game. We're just going to run and pass safely, and that's pretty much what they did to win the game. And like, here's the other thing I was thinking when we were talking about how do you steal a game? Because that's what the Niners are going to have. How do you steal a game? Well, you need a big play. Okay, offensively, who's their big play guy? I mean,
it's McCaffrey or Kittle in that game.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a 75-yard guy who can, you know, make a play. And I mean, McCaffrey can, but he hasn't this year in terms of a big run. And I just think they, you know, whether it's Bosa being out and Warner being out on defense, they couldn't make a big play defensively in that game. And offensively, I think it caught. And you know what? People out there saying, stop, you know, no need to talk about Ayuk. Yeah, there is. There's absolutely a reason to talk about Ayuk. Not to say they would have won with him, but to say they needed receivers in this game. And whether you like it or not, the 49ers and Ayuk couldn't get along, and he's not on the team. And he should have been playing. If he were just a normal player and a normal receiver on a normal team under a normal circumstance, he probably would have played because he'd been healthy by now. So, yes, I think it's fair to bring up Ayuk not playing, particularly because Pearsall didn't play, and maybe for the most part because they had 130 yards passing. So, yeah, I think the 49ers, I'm not saying you drill them for it, but they were receiver short on Saturday. There's no doubt about it, whether it was Pearsall or Ayuk.
Yeah, I mean, if that receiver's Jackson, Smith, and Jigba, you're feeling a lot better about yourself. You know, it's funny, like, you said big play, and I kind of agree, but the big play potential to me for this Niners team might be on special teams. Honestly,
Sky Moore?
I was waiting for Sky Moore to do something on, you know, punt return or kick return, because the offense was not moving the football. The defense was, they were getting gashed, but they weren't giving up points. They needed someone to light a fire, just like to kind of spark this group. And to me, it might sound crazy, but throughout this season, Sky Moore's been a guy that's given them that sort of jolt. But in terms of coverage, the Seahawks were buttoned up enough.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Sam, we're talking about the 49ers. Tough loss on Saturday. You know, I always wonder, would a fan rather have a team stick around in a game like that and then, you know, lament a play or two? Or would it have been better if the Seahawks scored on the first drive, led 16-3 at half? Okay, I was just wondering.
Well, I don't know.
I'm serious.
Well, would you rather get blown out or lose by... Okay, well, I would have rather got blown out than lose the way the Baltimore Ravens did last night. Because, by the way, well, I guess... Now, we got to hit a break here. There's only one person to blame for that kick, and it ain't the kicker.
Loot?
I'll tell you.
All right, 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. On the other side, we've got some updates on some 49er players injury-wise, some good, some not so good. We'll tell you on the other side on 95.7 The Game. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Oh, I like this. I like this.
You like Posty?
Quentin Post?
Post Malone.
Oh.
He's not as tough as Quentin, but...
He's the one with a tattoo?
He's got a few. He's a country guy now. He doesn't even do rap anymore.
He's a good guy, though, it seems like.
Sure.
Posty.
You'd probably like him. Does all the concerts. He's got a Bud Light and a cigarette.
Who's that one guy, that one comedian who... I think he stopped drinking now, but he used to go on stage with a bourbon.
All of them?
No. The older guy.
Every comedian.
That older guy? No, this was Burr. He used to knock him back. Big guy. Big, older guy. Gray.
Oh,
gray
the guy. Good look. Mr. Potato
Head?
Yeah,
White is his last name. Yeah.
Walter?
I don't know.
There's Ron.
Ron White. That's right. That's who it is. Okay. 49ers get beat 13-3. This is Kyle Shanahan after the game. I want to take a listen to this one. This one caught my eye, and I want to know if it caught my ear.
I mean, we need to tackle better. We need to play better than that. I was proud that they kept battling and was able to hold them to 13 points. That's what gave us a chance there at the end. But we need to play better all around.
Wait. Okay. Do you want to give people the injury updates from Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm just kidding. Before we talk about that.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Okay. Here's the latest injury report. From moments ago, from the 49ers headquarters in Santa Clara. Trent Williams, he's got a hamstring. He'll be evaluated throughout the week. Ricky Pearsall, he will be evaluated throughout the week. Fred Warner is still too far off right now, but it is a possibility if we get closer to the NFC title game. D. Winners, ankle. He'll be evaluated throughout the week. Keon White, hamstring, evaluated throughout the week. Jair Brown's day-to-day. And Tatum Bethune, this is the one that hurts. He's got a groin tear. He is out for the rest of the season. It possibly will require surgery. No decision yet. And I think the best news is Brock Purdy checked out good after that hit late in the game.
That's right. Yeah, he got
a stinger, I guess.
He got speared on that final drive. That was, yeah, that was pretty scary. Well,
all right. Let's
turn the Walking Dead.
Let me go. We go to Kyle Shanahan again.
I mean, we need to tackle better. We need to play better than that. I was proud that they kept battling and was able to hold them to 13 points. That's what gave us a chance there at the end. But we need to play better all around.
So this one I have a little problem with. So let me get this straight. If they only gave up 13 points. They only gave up 13 points. So what's he talking about? Okay, he must be talking about we couldn't get him off the field. Okay, fine. First drive of the game. They take 7.5 minutes. They get down to the goal line. You hold. You hold. Could be a kind of play that sets up momentum for the whole game. Now we need to get some yards. We go 3 and out. That annoys me. And the reason it annoys me is because, yes, there's no doubt if the other team is able to hold the ball for 8 minutes, that it puts more pressure on your offense. But that's all it does. It puts more pressure on your offense. They use 7.5 minutes on their first drive. Yeah, I get it. You're playing Seattle, but how do you beat Seattle? You don't go 3 and out. You have to move the ball. Like the 49ers, I didn't look at the number of possessions they had in that game, but it had to be the normal 9 through 12. They had 9 through 12 possessions in the game. They scored 3 points. Come on, Kyle.
When I hear that, so we were talking earlier about, was it a game that the Niners were close to winning or further away? You know, should Seattle have blown them out, basically? I kind of think that Kyle walked away from that game feeling like they should have got blown out, because he's looking at the defense and a team that gave up 360 yards, half of which, I mean, this is where I will hear part of it. You gave up the most rushing yards of the season. You gave up 180 rushing yards. And that's an aspect of the game that it comes down to physicality. It comes down to gap integrity, and it comes down to tackling. And he clearly feels like they were not up to par in that category.
What?
But there has to be some sort of accountability for your half of the team. You call the plays, you're the offensive mind, and your team scored 3 points. Hey, Kyle, can we get somebody open? You know, can we scheme something up for a running back? Or, hell, you got Juszczyk out there. You might as well use him. Steiny doesn't like him, but maybe you could get the ball. I don't really get pointing the blame at or pointing the finger at the defense.
I mean, I don't know how. I get it. The Rams missed a couple field goals and got hit, but that's the 49ers lost for a variety of reasons, none more important than the offense couldn't move the ball.
So in your mind, this game is on
the offense.
It's on Kyle.
Well, I don't know about Kyle.
Well, he's the guy that
you
got
to be able to score more than 3 points. Yes.
When you're down Trent, you're down Ricky. Who are you going to look to make plays? To me, it's like I'm looking at the coordinator. God love DeMarcus Robinson, but I'm not expecting him to take the top off. Like, Sky Moore was running patterns out there. I don't even know if he has a catch this season.
And that's the other, how many?
He does.
So, like, this is how you win football games. You, Seattle drives for 8 minutes, the opening drive. You get the big hold. That's like scoring almost yourself. So what, dude, like, you got to drive there. They had too many short drives. Their offense looked stymied all game long when they got it. And here's the other thing. Like, I know when a team gets down, you know, things change. They were never down more than one score.
Till the end.
Till the end. So, it's like, and that's the other thing. Can we look at the personnel, please? The personnel dictates your offense needs to be better than your defense because your best players right now are on offense. It's not unfair. It's not unfair to want the offense to score more points than it did on Saturday. Like, that's on the offense. And you know what? As bad as the defense must have played, they still only gave up 13 points. Yes, that's the point. They were lucky to only give up 13 points. And you still couldn't score more than three.
No, but it's like, I do think that he's looking at the process of it and saying, we got outgained by 200 yards and our offense couldn't do much, but we should have given up more than 13 points. Just like he probably feels like they should have scored more than three.
We got to take a life mountain.
I understand that part of it.
Look, I don't... Wait, do you have a reader?
No, I'm just looking at the play-by-play.
Well, and that's what I'm looking at, too, because I think part of it is also this. So the Niners... It's really hard to score on a good defense. Everyone knows that. But it's especially difficult when you have to drive the length of the field. The Niners got the ball. Their first possession, they got the ball at the 5-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
You had a few possessions where you had it at the 35, the 37, the 40 in the first half. You did nothing with the first two. You scored a field goal on the last one. But in the second half, you got the ball at the 12, the 9, the 20. Going 80-plus yards against a top-two defense in the league, that is a tall task. And I know it's like that's what you're paid for. That's what you're supposed to do. But I don't know, man.
But it's situational, too. You know, like, you know how, to me, the NFL, there's so much scoring now that defenses have to give up a lot of yards, but it's about situational stops and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the 49ers gave up 80 yards in the first drive, but they came away with 0 points. So it's like, okay.
That's a hold.
Correct. That's when you got to get a first down or two. I'm not even asking you to score on that play, on that drive. You went three and out. Three and out. Then you kick. Then you punt. They score. Okay, now it's 7-0. You go three and out again. So your first two possessions, you go three and out. Like, how's that on the defense? Your first possession is in a 0-0 tie game. There's no pressure there. In fact, you should be sky high because you just made a huge play on fourth down. You go three and out. Now they score. Okay, they scored. Now let's hold the ball for a while. We can't. And we go three and out again. Like, come on, Kyle. And then what happened? Let me even look. I can't even remember. But three and out again.
But this is where personnel also matters.
So every
single time that you're getting the ball, like, how many times do the Niners have a play in that game where somebody makes a catch and then they're tackled immediately? There's
no
nothing
doubt.
After. So you're having to literally throw the ball. If you want to move the ball downfield, you have to throw it 10, 15 plus air yards. And that's like, those are rare shots. And what that also means is you need time. Seattle has so many ways to bust up a drive, whether it's a sack. I don't think the Niners actually had many penalties. They're pretty good
Wallow.
In that regard. I'm saying their offense. They weren't self-inflicted wounds on offense. you got to get off of Wallow. Although he might be starting on Saturday, along with Eric Hendricks. But the Niners offensively, their first two drives, you're right, three and outs. First two plays, they went to McCaffrey. And where'd they go? Nowhere. You're not running the ball on them, so you don't have a chance to start each drive on a positive foot. You're not staying ahead of the chains. And then you need Brock Purdy to make a play. And guess what? He didn't. But the fact of the matter is, you were still down only 3 points. Or, pardon me, 7 points after the touchdown. I just like... Some of it is, yes, on Kyle, and it's on Brock. But I'm sorry, watching that football game, you if you don't have dudes out there, which the Niners don't, you're not doing anything against Seattle.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you're looking at it from saying they couldn't get anything going. And I agree with you, whether it was personnel or scheme.
But like, is that their fault?
It's the 49ers' fault.
For not getting anything going?
Yes.
You're not going to credit the defense on the other side?
You have to.
Mike McDonald's the same coordinator that forced Brock Purdy to throw 4 picks on Christmas Day in 2023.
Okay, so they go 3 and out, 3 and out. I'm just saying, I get it. See, like, this is all I'm saying. I get it. Seattle dominated. You couldn't do anything offensively. Nothing. So don't talk to me about the defense. Like, yes, two things can be equally true. Your offense can stink, which it did. That's what cost them this game. The third possession. Like, they couldn't even generate drives to keep their defense. Like, well, their defense was on the field a lot because Seattle ran over them. That's only half the reason their defense was on the field a lot. The other half was because the offense could not move the ball, and that's what this coach and this offense hangs its hat on. So if I were Kyle Shanahan, I don't care how we actually played defensively in a way, because I know those guys are second-line guys. How about Kyle looking and saying, we got every break in the book, and we couldn't put more than 3 points on the board.
But that's the thing, is the scoreboard doesn't tell the full story on the either side, on the other side as well. Just because they had 13 doesn't mean you played well defensively.
Who's more whole, the offense or defense?
The offense.
Like, we know the defense is probably going to be the reason that they get done in, right? At some point, probably. Their defense, the personnel, the talent, it's going to let them down.
Yeah,
And it partially did.
3 points. But the thing is, too, okay, you got your backup left tackle. Your offensive line isn't good to start with. Your running back is working on his 420th touch of the season and is broken down or worn down at the very least. You don't have your number one wide receiver because he's Charmin and he can't stay on the field. You don't have another wide receiver. This is the thing, too, and you brought it up earlier. Look at the Niners in 2023. Look at them now. Juwan Jennings was the number 3 receiver on that football team, and he made some big plays, especially in the Green Bay game in that divisional round rain shootout. But he's now their number 1 wide receiver. Juwan Jennings ain't getting open against Seattle. He needs to be schemed open if he's the number 1 guy. And I'm sorry, Mike McDonald is not going to let Juwan Jennings beat him. So, like,
So how many points can the Niners score against Seattle?
Well, they could have scored 10 if a guy didn't drop a ball at the goal line.
Right. So 10? You got it. Like,
but then you would have been in the game. You would have been right there in the game.
Right.
You didn't get the ball back after that.
Right. They would have been in the game if they would have scored. Like, they were, like, here's the thing. They were always in the game. They were never not in that game until, like, midway through the fourth.
Okay, so are you killing Kyle if McCaffrey doesn't cough that ball up and turn it over?
Yeah, they got to score more than 10 points.
Well,
you scored 40.
They may have, Steiny. The point is that, to me, completely flipped everything to the point where the Niners just had no chance. But if they get in, 6 minutes left,
but
you got a shot.
Right, but I'm also talking about all the offensive possessions we had leading up to the McCaffrey drop. I mean... Okay, like...
Yeah, there was one drive where they moved the ball and they turned it over at the end.
I guess what I'm saying is, are we saying... And I'm not saying we're talking in extremes, but, okay, they didn't have Pearsall. You know, that means Jennings the one. They, you know, Trent Williams isn't there. Like, and I know the easy answer is you got to score more than 3 points. But what I'm saying is if they might... Like, if they could have just maintained some drives, it changes the dynamic of the game. Because your defense doesn't get as tired, and maybe you hit a big play. But like, I understand what happened and why the 49ers offense got shut down. And that's why, you know, you have to, like, didn't they score 40 the last three games?
They've averaged 36 points the last six games.
And I'm not saying,
teams that aren't the Seattle Seahawks, yes.
Like, if you play the Seattle Seahawks again, can we score 17?
They did the first time, but they also, they had 350 yards. Like, that's the other thing, too, is it really, like, third down separates the boys from the men. Can you get off press man? Can you keep your quarterback clean? Can you extend a drive? Or conversely, can you do those things to get the other team off the field? The Niners, in their first meeting, won third down almost every single time. And it's a big reason why they won the game. This time, Seattle absolutely owned them because the Niners weren't winning on first and second downs. And to me, that's where you see the inability to run the football. Like, Christian McCaffrey is the guy that keeps you in third manageables, or is going to make the play to obviously extend the drive and move the chains. But in that game on Saturday, McCaffrey was stuffed. It felt like every time he got the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like we're disagreeing. It's like, I think you're looking at it on a micro level, which is...
No, but you know, I mean, I hear you. Like, Shanahan should be pointing the finger because he scored 3 points.
Yeah, and I'm just... You know, we were woefully, and somebody's laughing because I do this a lot, though. No, the 49ers are on my team, but I act as though, we like, couldn't get a stop. Couldn't get a stop.
Well, now you see him again. Maybe get a stop. I mean, you've seen what Sam does. That was actually the thing that pissed me off, is because the Niners were playing from behind the whole game, Darnold wasn't allowed to do Darnold stuff. I mean, Darnold... I think that was, I'd have to double check this. I wonder how many games he hasn't turned the ball over in. I mean, seriously. Like, if you look at Seattle this season, Darnold has given the ball away a total. He's thrown 14 picks, and he has fumbled also multiple times. Like, he averages one turnover per game. I bet that was one of the few games this year in which he has not given the other team the ball. And he was trying to. But Yeter Gross Matos.
Yep, you know what? That's probably who Kyle blames. Kyle Shanahan probably, that's who he blames.
Make a play. Yeah, literally.
Okay. Call a play!
I'm looking at it right now. There was one game, week three, they beat the brakes off the Saints 44-13. Darnold did not have an INT or a fumble. Outside of that, well, and Minnesota, they won 26-0. So, that's the third game this year that Darnold has not put the ball on the ground. And I guess he did. The Niners just couldn't take advantage of it.
Joe's in San Jose. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
I'm good, man. Happy New Year, you fellas.
Same deal.
You too.
Now, you just touched on what I was going to talk about. There's two things that cost us this game. First of all, the O-line. The O-line is the main reason why we lost this dang game. That is the reason why our offense couldn't get anything going. Brock Purdy had no time. He had no ability to do anything because our O-line was just letting them in. And that's on Kyle and company because they have not prioritized the O-line for years, actually, and it's showing a lot. And the fact that Trent possibly could have played if the game had been one day later, seriously infuriates me. Pearsall, being a paper tiger that he is, seriously infuriates me. These guys need, I mean, this game was more, I maintain that this game was more important for us than the first round of the playoffs, and those guys should have played. They should have played. If they could have played one day later, they should have played this game. That's number one. Number two, so yeah, O-line. The other thing is what you just touched on. We could not capitalize on any of the mistakes. Darnold darn near gift-wrapped the game and handed it to us on a couple of occasions. That fumble when the center stepped on him, hit our boy in the neck. He couldn't collect the fumble. There was a interception that if our man had been like one half step earlier would have counted, but he caught the ball and sailed out of bounds with it. There was another.
That was a terrible play call, by the way.
That was a terrible. Darnold did try to give the ball away.
I don't even know what they were throwing. Thanks, Joe.
That's a great call, Joe.
I forgot about that one.
Cross his body, slinging it.
Funny thing is,
where was that ball going?
Wasn't even close.
No, that's the part that sucked. Although he did it. I mean, this is the college football playoff. That's a pick. He had 1 foot in.
I just, as soon as I saw it, it felt like no chance. He had no chance.
If this was Tulane, that would have been an interception. By the way, have you gotten over that yet?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I got a new team. The Indiana Hoosiers.
The Hoosiers?
Let me tell you something. You don't need to know anything about football.
Is our guy Tom still
there? Kurt Cignetti can coach.
Oh, the football. Wait, you can't jump on the bandwagon of the number one team in the country.
I just did.
You can't.
I like Sig. Siggy!
Why do you like him?
No nonsense. You know what I like about him?
Oh, my God, that he's winning and his team's really good.
What he's done is beyond impressive.
You are far more of a bandwagon fan than you let on.
First of all, I don't give a rip who wins a college football championship.
No, but however, they win, then you'll be gloating like you were there all year. There's only one Indiana fan here, and that's Zach Green, because he actually went there. Nobody else knew anything about the Hoosiers before this season.
Right. That's my – thanks for making my point. Appreciate it.
Did it take you up appreciate until December 31st?
This guy's a better coach. This guy's the best coach of all time at Indiana of any sport.
What?
Includes Bobby Knight.
What?
That's right.
They got a perfect season.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
1975.
High?
You don't. What do you care about 75?
Oh,
what Cignetti has done is
unprecedented.
What's coming up on the game will also be unprecedented.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.